Chapter 27. "Ready?" I asked. "It would have been nice if we could test this first," Skippy grumbled. "You ran every simulation you could think of, right? Simulations are not the real thing, Joe."
"Well, if you're not capable of properly modeling the event, maybe Bilby should—"
"I didn't say that," he hurried to say. "Okay, fine. If we're going to do this, let's get it over with. Will that make you happy?" I thought of New York, and Geneva, and the other sites on Earth that were now only craters. Dust still lingered high in the atmosphere, making for dramatic sunsets that no one could enjoy, for they knew the price humanity had paid. And knew the aliens might come back at any second. "I'll be happy when we have an operational fleet of ships and we can take the fight to the enemy."
"Amen to that, brother," Skippy muttered.
"Okay. Initiating stealth field in 3, 2, 1, now. Field is stable. Hologram is stable. Launch the Panther." On the display, we watched a Panther fly out of a docking bay. We did not actually see it. The little spacecraft was inside the field that bent sunlight around Valkyrie, leaving utter darkness within. The display showed what we would see if the field was not enveloping our battlecruiser. The Panther, sprouting a forest of antennas, slowly approached the outer edge of the stealth field, and a second stealth envelope began to swell outward from the dropship, growing wider and wider until it merged with the field projected by our battlecruiser. The critical step was when the hologram showed Valkyrie transferred to the dropship, and the battlecruiser slowly altered course, still invisible. To anyone watching on the ground, by satellite, or farther out in the solar system, it would look like our ship was still there. The hologram projected by the Panther was good, even excellent. Valkyrie climbed away, accelerating slowly. An AI aboard the Panther was controlling the dropship's flight, the hologram, and exchanging message traffic with the surface as if we were still there. It was a brilliant way to assure the public and warn aliens that Valkyrie was on guard, protecting our home world. The problem was the hologram was eating up tremendous amounts of energy, more than the Panther could sustain for long. After 6 hours, a final communication that supposedly came from our ship announced that to avoid providing an easy target for the enemy, Valkyrie would engage stealth. The Panther dropped its hologram and disappeared. The plan was for the artificial battlecruiser to appear in the sky once a day for 8 days, then go back into stealth. After the 8th day, the Panther would have only enough power remaining to provide a small stealth field around itself, and it would climb away to await further instructions. On the 2nd day, at what we hoped was a safe distance from Earth, Valkyrie slipped into a jump wormhole with a focused burst of gamma rays.